You wake up in the middle of the night. You feel like someone was in their cell with you. You start to hear scratching on the walls. You look over, but nothing is there. You start to feel scared. You hear the guard outside your cell. You call him over.
What are you doing being up this late?
This might sound weird, but I was hearing scratching on the walls, and I think that someone is in the cell with me.
You look back over at the wall. You see red eyes staring right.
Look at the wall!
I can't see because I'm
nothing is even there. The red eyes start to get closer. While you are in your bed, you can see it right above you. It says,
"They can't see me. They can't hear me. They can't feel me."
He starts choking you. You feel a relief. You try to move, but you can't. You fall onto the floor.
Stop playing. If you want to get out, just say so. Hello? 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 Seriously, stop. It's not funny. Just get up and get back to sleep.
You hear his voice slowly muffle away. You see lights as your sight drifts away with it. Welcome to the Scary Abandoned Podcast.
My name's MJ.
And my name is Matt. And today, we're looking at Alcatraz Island in San Francisco, California. You've probably heard of the famous Alcatraz Island. But did you know that it is haunted by the dead inmates? In Alcatraz Island, everything was fine up until 1933. In 1933 was when inmates started complaining about feeling like someone was in their cell with them. In 1940, a man was complaining about a demon trying to kill him. But the guards thought that he was just trying to get out. The day after the complaints, he was found dead on the floor.
When I went to Alcatraz Island, I can say from my perspective that as soon as you walk in, you feel a chill down your spine. But when you get to cell 14D, it is a completely different story. You can feel the demonic energy from the cell. But when I went there, I didn't know that there was a demon. But now that I know the story, the next time I go there, well, if I do, I'm not going anywhere near it.
After a while, Alcatraz Island closed on March 21st, 1963. They still hold ghost tours, though, there, and the visitors still say that they have a chill down their back when they get to cell 14D.
went to Alcatraz Island, I can say from my perspective that as soon as you walk in, you feel a chill down your spine. But when you get to cell 14D, it is a whole completely different story. When you can feel the demonic energy from the cell. When I went there, I didn't know that there was a demon. But now that I know the story, the next time I go there, well, if I do, I'm not going anywhere near it.
In conclusion, Alcatraz Island is a very interesting place. It's almost extraordinary. It's demonic, and it's terrifying. If you enjoyed this podcast, remember to check out some more at DIS Talks.
After a while, Alcatraz Island closed on March 21st, 1963. They still hold ghost tours, and still, the visitors still complain that when they get to cell 14D, that they have a chill down their spine. It is most likely from the demonic energy from the demon who haunts the cell. Thanks to the websites that helped us out a bunch. Wikipedia, article, page title, Alcatraz Island, for giving us insights on when Alcatraz Island opened, closed, and when they started to construct it. Another thanks to Wild San Francisco, the dark side of San Francisco, why Alcatraz Island is haunted, for of course, giving us insights on ghost stories on Alcatraz Island. Another thanks to Google, article page, Google, for whenever we want to search up an answer, it'll be right there. Another thanks to Anchor for making this podcast be possible, and Spotify for picking this podcast up and making more people listen to it.
I literally felt some dinner. Yeah.
What do you believe about Alcatraz Island? Do you believe that the dead inmates still haunt there? Or do you believe that and not about the red-eyed demon in cell 14D? Well, whatever you believe about. This is Matt.
This is MJ.
And this is Connor.
And this is Will.
Signing off. I hope that you all enjoyed joining us for this spooky adventure, and be sure to look for other podcasts on Haunted New Jersey by my classmates. Maybe go check out Charlotte, Casey, Abby, and Vita on their podcast. One last time, thanks to the websites that helped us out, and thanks to Anchor and Spotify for picking up the podcast. One last time, this is Matt.
This is Connor.
This is MJ.
And this is Will.
We're all signing off.
We're all signing off, and thank you for joining us for the spooky Halloween adventure, and may the ghost be with you.
And I hope you had a good Halloween.
And may the ghost be with you forever.
You gotta hear the
ghost. Yeah.